Illinois has a shortage of teachers, and policymakers are trying some very big ideas to address it. That includes raising minimum teacher pay and no longer requiring the basic skills test for licensure. But at Unit 5's two high schools, the next generation of teachers is already walking the halls. Around 40 students are enrolled in the new Intro to Education class, which is a dual-credit course with Heartland Community College. Normal community teacher Margarita DeVita tells WGLT's Ryan Denham the class could help address the teacher shortage, but they're not sugarcoating the profession either.
We're trying to, especially within the elective areas, really focus on building career paths for students. So that's really starting at the middle school level with counselors, then communicating with high school counselors, and really teachers within their departments building truly what a four-year plan would be for students at the high school to then hopefully give them a little bit of insight into what their passions might actually be, what they might actually be good at once they leave high school and have to find an actual career. So it's been really good for us in our department specifically because we already offer courses like child development and parenting. We already have an in-house preschool. And so we have our high schoolers teaching preschoolers age 3 to 5, 4 days a week. So this was just a very common sense move for us to say, okay, well, we have the preschool years covered. What about the rest of the education world? So we decided that this would be a great introduction for them to really focus in on education as a whole, because that's really what the course is understanding kind of the American education system. But it has an internship component, which is something that we felt really passionate about at the high school level, not just observing, which is what you see a lot of at the community college level, because it's only taught within a semester. We decided that we wanted to have it taught within an entire school year so that the fall semester would be a focus on observation, truly looking at different concepts that we talk about in class, but then in the spring, them being able to actually choose one or two internship locations, whether that's an elementary school, a middle school, or a high school, that they feel that they got the most from in the fall, and then that's where they spend the majority of their time in the spring.
So in the spring, yeah, they do the internships, as you just talked about. What about in the fall here? What types of things are you exposing them to? What are the lessons? Are you taking field trips? How does that look?
Yep, so we decided to focus on the Illinois Professional Teaching Standards. So that's what we use as kind of our base curriculum. We look at what those are, and then we plan basically a week or two of lesson information based on what that topic is. All of those topics obviously pertain to different aspects of public education. So the idea of what your educational philosophy is, kind of why do we even have an interest in education? Why are you interested personally in going into this field? We look at different societal issues. So we look at issues within education. So when we look at issues with economic circumstance, trauma with children, all of those things that are kind of trigger words now within the education realm. And then we look specifically at some content related things. So we'll look at literacy, we'll look at math, we'll look at just the idea of social emotional learning standards, which is a huge push in public education in general. We have several field trips that we have set up in the fall to, again, kind of expose them to things. And their observations within the schools actually start the first week of October. So basically, we're spending all of September and the beginning of August kind of getting content figured out. Our first field trip was at the one-room schoolhouse, actually on ISU's campus, which we had said we weren't even aware that it was a thing. I went through ISU, so I'm an ISU alum myself, and went through the education program there, and never was it discussed that we actually had a one-room schoolhouse on campus. So I was a little bit embarrassed, but a little bit frustrated that I went through my education there and I didn't have that opportunity. So as soon as we found out about that, that was our first go-to. And so that was a huge eye-opener for them of really looking at the history of education and how far we've really been able to come in even just like a physical aspect, physical space and environment and such. We are heading back to ISU mid-September. There is a technology conference, so technology within education, and then we're actually heading back mid-October for the Future Teacher Conference, which is a huge conference. From what we've heard, there have been over 300 applicants the last time we checked, and so we're pretty excited to work with ISU in that specific relationship as well, since a lot of our students do end up looking at that as a future if they do stay within education as their focus.
Well, yeah, and you're serving a lot of needs here because you're introducing students to a potential career and you're helping them explore their own interests. But there's also this other need out there in Illinois, at least, for more teachers. We got a pretty serious teacher shortage. Do you think something like this, a class like this, could kind of help address that a little bit?
Yeah, so that's definitely something that we talk about because we want to keep it as real as possible. So we're not sugarcoating anything specific to like Illinois policy or what we look at when we look at retirement or base wage for teachers. So we definitely are keeping it 100% real, with the focus really being, if this is still truly your passion, the reality is at the end of the day, teaching is about that passion with kids. It's about building relationships. So if you're a relationship person, it doesn't matter if you go into a career that's going to offer you more money because you won't be fulfilled. So although we're introducing them to what all that is, really that issue is legislation. And legislation, like anything, will change as the years change. So even in my 14 years of education, there have been bills come in and out constantly. So we don't focus on the negative. You know, positive is kind of what we like to focus on. And again, it's about the kids. If your passion is people and your passion is kids and teaching and learning, then at the end of the day, everything else truly we fight to get ourselves to understand, and we fight to really give ourselves what we think we deserve. Because it's not that we don't have good teachers. It's that we don't know really how to pull good teachers into the field right now.
So what do future teachers look like at this age? Like, what are the, what are the sort of the qualities, the personalities of somebody who might want to do this later on? Or how are they different, the kids sitting in that room, from everybody else at this school who maybe is going to do, business or go into something else?
Sure. So when I look at my class specific to this course, I really do see kind of that passion behind it all, but truly still the uncertainty, because they are high schoolers. And so for a lot of them, it's the idea of, do I want to do this versus do I want to do something else? And so again, I've been very real with them that this isn't a job you just do for your Christmas break, for your summer off. You do it because you want to build relationships. You do it because you want to make a difference. You do it because you're passionate about learning. And so for a lot of them, that's been kind of the background of a lot of what we've done, is can you see yourself, even through some of the struggles in the education world, still doing it, still waking up every morning wanting to do that? So these are kids that are super motivated. They're great students. Obviously, being able to be in a dual credit class, there are specific expectations of those students to begin with. And they come to class. I don't have poor attendance. I mean, they're truly in it to win it type thing. They want to know, is this something I foresee myself doing? And I told them, in my perfect world, we would all be colleagues someday. I would love to say, I had you win, and now we're both in this together in this world of education. But I'm also realistic in, if you do it and you realize, gosh, I did my internship, I did my observations, I really don't know that this is for me, that also makes me happy, because that gave them an opportunity to not waste 4 years of college tuition, not be very iffy in those first couple of years of school where they're like, I don't even really know what goes into this. And so again, from the teacher perspective, it's just that opportunity, that kind of base knowledge of, is this something I can foresee? Do I continue with it? Or did I do it? I'm glad I did it, but I still might be looking to a different field.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I recently visited Margarita DeVita's Intro to Education class at Normal Community High School. One of the students I spoke to was senior Elizabeth Wells, who just moved here from Evanston.
Well, I'm very fascinated in elementary school, especially second grade. I love kids. I'm very fascinated. I'm very organized, and I think that I love teaching. I actually teach swim lessons with little kids on Wednesdays. So I'm just like, I think that I've just been wanting to be an elementary school teacher for a while.
So when did you kind of know that this is the direction you were kind of headed?
I've kind of had like an inkling or a feeling for a really long time, ever since, when I was in elementary school. But I don't know. I guess I never really, it took a while for me to realize that this is like for sure what I wanted to do, probably around sophomore year.
So it's only been, a few weeks of taking the class so far, but what are your first impressions of the types of things that you're learning and how the rest of the semester and then next semester look?
For sure. I think that I'm really excited about this class. It's one of my favorite classes already. And I love the discussions. I think that they're very valuable, things that I can implement in a future classroom. So I think that like, that's really cool. And we're talking about, like, philosophies and stuff, which is really fascinating. And on top of that, I think that I'm really, really, really excited for when we start to actually be in the classrooms.
That's Normal Community High School senior Elizabeth Wells and her intro to education teacher, Margarita DeVita, speaking with WGLT's Ryan Denham. The class is part of a growing offering of dual credit classes being offered by Unit 5 and Heartland Community College that has grown from 4 courses in 2013 to 15 for this school year.